The 2011 revision of the government auditing standards replaces what? When was the last one?
The last version we had out was one that was in 2007, so we were due for an update.
What has changed since that 2007 edition?
Well, there's been a lot of change in the accounting world, particularly the auditing world, and one of the concepts in general is convergence and harmonization, where there's a number of different standard setters out there, and we wanted to converge to the extent that we could, and this was good timing for that.
There are a lot of folks that have the perception, obviously incorrect, that auditing doesn't really change that much. What does change over time more broadly in the auditing world, not necessarily specifically in these standards?
Well, I think what you're seeing in general is a movement towards principle-based standards, which really has more judgment or is associated with more professional judgment than rules, which tell you exactly what you have to do. And I think you're seeing that trend both internationally and nationally.
What do you think is driving that change?
I think there's a number of factors. One is the international community has been a driving force in some of the standards changes, and I think there needs to be flexibility and the ability to apply judgment, because a lot of situations have just become very complex, and the fact of the matter is I don't think you could write an auditing rule for every particular situation. So we're moving more towards a conceptual-based framework, so auditors have a basic framework to make decisions.
How long did it take you to come up with the document that is just out from GAO?
Well, it is a fairly rigorous process, because we have an advisory committee, and our standards, like other standards, have to achieve general acceptance. And to do that, you have to first develop what changes you're going to have. You have to discuss those changes and reach a consensus with the advisory committee, and then we go through a process called exposure, like the other standard setters do, and we expose our standards, and all practitioners, CPAs, non-CPAs, can provide feedback and comments on their thoughts of what we may need to further enhance. So we go through the exposure period, and then finally we issue it with slight modifications based on the feedback.
And how long of a process is that?
It generally, I would say it's about a 1.5 year process.
So we're looking back at 2009. You and your colleagues are saying, we haven't done one of these since 2007. What are the events that drive you to say it's time to really put nose to the grindstone and do this?
Well, the AICPA, and which develops what are called the Statements on Auditing Standards, or the SASs, was going through a fairly substantial process, what they called a clarity process, to revise their standards. And we referred to their standards to some extent in our yellow book. Because their standards have been clarified, we had to make some we realized we had to make some updates in ours. So that was one of the drivers.
Is there a difference between auditing and accounting in government and in the private sector?
Overall, I would say it's essentially the same basic foundation. Now, in government, you're dealing with taxpayer money, and there are some government nuances that require us to have our own standards. And what we do is we have the commercial standards, and then we have a layer of additional requirements that would be, I would say, unique to government.
Anything else that people should know about this new yellow book?
Well, one of the big changes in the Yellow Book on this go-around is we've moved from a rule-based independence to a conceptual framework. And so independence issues that auditors often face, they have to judge. They will now have to consider the conceptual framework, because we haven't written all these a multitude of rules which we may have had in the past. And I think that's going to be a pretty substantial change for some of them.